This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Well, yesterday afternoon, the Boston Bruins wrote Jim Montgomery a check for his unused vacation days, and I, for one, cannot wait to hear what Mike Milbury thinks about that decision, and he will share his thoughts with us coming up in about 15 minutes or so at 8:20. Right now, though, back to Courtney and the rest of today's news.
Irrational fear as 22 people were rescued in California after being stuck on a Knott's Berry Farm ride for more than 2 hours after it malfunctioned on Monday. If you're watching on Twitch, you can see the ride.
No. Wow. I wouldn't even be. Look at them hanging up there for 2 hours?
Two hours.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm watching that on Twitch right now. You can watch this show on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEI. No, thank you.
Yeah.
What do you get? Do you get a bag of cash for that? Or is it like free admission to the park for life? Or
I'm guessing you get a bag of cash.
Yeah, I don't do rides. Sorry.
I don't do them. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't like rides? What are you, a communist?
I'm with you on that one. I don't get on rides. I don't like the roller coaster. Like, I went on Splash Mountain mm-hmm. one time, and the... No.
Was that you going in your tub?
No, that
like
was
like, Canopy Lake Boston Tea Party ride. So fun.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe you...
Oh, I love roller coasters.
You who suffer from so much anxiety...
Yeah.
...doesn't have an issue with, like, the feeling when your whole entire body comes up in your... throat.
I can't take
amazing.
It.
Amazing.
Right, Ricky?
I barely get on a Ferris wheel. Forget about getting on one of those things.
No,
when,
thank you.
When we were at the Super Bowl in Minnesota at Mall of America for far too long, like midday, you know, lunch break, I would go to the theme park and just take a little roller coaster ride alone.
Really?
Yeah, they were fun.
No thanks.
Two females were transported to the hospital for evaluation. They said it was out of abundance of caution. Nobody was seriously injured, thank God. Here's one of the riders.
And suddenly it just stopped. We didn't understand what was really going on at the moment. We thought it was a technical malfunction, but minutes kept going by, and 15 minutes, and you know, it ended up being 2 hours and a half.
See, if the thing can malfunction and leave you up there for 2 hours, then my fear is that it can malfunction when you're at the tippity top and send you hurtling toward the ground.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
No, thank you.
A 6-year-old in Houston, Texas, was locked in a laundromat dryer by three adults after he lost a bag of potato chips.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
what?
This is nuts. The child was inside for a few minutes before they took him out. Police said that the boy was visibly shaking when they showed up. The three caretakers were taken into custody and are facing charges. The boy's mother was not present and is not involved in this. It's an 18, 19, and 20-year-old that were his caretakers.
Okay, well, they ought to throw them in the dryer and turn it on for a couple hours and see how they like it.
Yeah, we can hear from the judge who is in court talking about the incident that was caught on video.
In the video, according to the officer, they see you taking this 6-year-old child, evidently putting his legs out and trying to keep from getting stuffed into the dryer. They see you trying to shove him into a dryer.
Yeah.
It's terrible. God. This could be a Hillman jinx scenario. Jay Leno, he took a tumble, it seems.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he was spotted in Beverly Hills with bruising on his face, wearing an eye patch. If you're watching on Twitch, Mitch has the video of it.
Oh, he didn't break a hip, I hope. Yeah.
No, he doesn't look good, though.
Oh, boy.
We can hear what he had to say to TMZ about what happened.
Well, I was staying at a hotel. It was on a hill. I said, where's a good place to eat? Oh, the bottom of this. So I went out. The restaurant was there, but to get to it, I didn't have a car. So you had to walk about a mile and a half around. I said, well, the hill doesn't look that steep. It's about 60, 70 feet. Let me see if I can go down the hill. Down! And then I fell down the hill, hit my head on a rock, knocked me in the eye. Well, I did the show, and then when I came back to L.A., I went to the hospital. Well, it was only a couple hours before the show. It's not that big a deal. Well, the great thing about this age, you don't learn by your mistakes. You just keep doing the same stupid things.
Wow.
Oh, the poor guy.
Yeah, very lucky.
He survived a lot. Like, he had that fire in his garage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of his automobiles caught on fire, and the poor guy.
Yeah.
Great guest. Like, one of the all-time great guests, I feel like, on this show.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Yeah.
I had such a different view of him because of all the Conan and all the way people have discussed, like, Letterman and Stern had always been so anti. He was maybe the most kind and real celebrity I've ever met.
Ever, Curtis, in doing this?
Like, in terms of where he is and how he treated everybody, the chasm between Jay Leno, as you said accurately, American royalty when it comes to Hollywood, and whether it was us, the people that came up to him, like, he couldn't, and it wasn't like if it was a minute. He was there for an hour.
Yeah, he was cool.
70-foot drops and old people don't go together.
No, Jay,
take the long walk.
Yeah.
Enjoy the long walk.
Get an Uber.
If you can. Like you said, it was like a mile walk. You know, you take the mile walk rather than trying to go down the side of a mountain.
Yeah, hope he's okay. Massive news when it comes to food up in the air. Delta is upping their food game with a first-of-its-kind partnership with Shake Shack that will begin on flights out of Boston on December 1st with plans of expansion to other U.S. markets. So, customers sitting in first class on routes over 900 miles, which isn't that far. Wiggy and I looked it up during the break. We'll be able to pre-select a Shake Shack cheeseburger as their meal option. You could customize the burger to create the signature shake burger with toppings like tomatoes, lettuce, Shake Shack's famous shake sauce, all served on the side. And the meal also features chips, a Caesar salad, dark chocolate brownie.
Game changer if they can pull it off.
Yeah, but you said this is only for first class people?
First class. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'll never get this.
Yeah.
So what does it matter?
Maybe they'll do it. If it works, they'll do it eventually for everybody. But
you probably have to pay for it if you're in the back.
It's not like they're not preparing the burger on the flight. Like, it's not
warming it up.
Yeah, they're just heating
warming it up, though, is not the.
Yeah.
I don't think Shake Shack
is going to be as good.
It's not, though. I mean,
You guys are unbelievable.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you can order it medium rare.
Right. As someone who loves Shake Shack, this is going to be disappointing.
See, Shime knows. Yeah.
I love Shake Shack.
It's going to be frozen
fries.
Emergency,
dynamite.
Emergency top five. Are they number one for you when it comes to burger joints?
I don't know. Ooh. The Big Mac is like all just classic.
Yeah.
But Shake Shack is definitely on the Mount Rushmore without a doubt.
I've never had Shake Shack burgers.
It's so good.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Are they like Five Guys or?
Yeah, they're more along a Five Guys or a Wahlburgers rather than a
fast food.
It's the thin burger patty too.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm with Shime because it's probably a frozen burger that they're just throwing in the microwave. That's why when I go on an airplane, I just buy my food and bring it on the plane.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to brag, but on Anything Goes Airlines, we actually slaughter the cow right there in the galley. That's how fresh it is on Anything Goes Airlines.
Can't enjoy it.
I mean, that's my airline.
Yeah. You have a Shake Shack very close to you.
I never go there.
Yeah, really?
I'm not a huge burger person.
They have good nuggets there as well.
That's the one.
And good milkshakes.
Yeah. All right, what else?
There may be a new option for the Wiggins family when it comes to faux fireplaces for the holiday season. Miller Lite has introduced a new digital beer pouring fireplace, a limited edition Yule Lager. The fireplace has an LED screen that makes it look like real fire, along with an audio track of crackling fire noise.
Love it.
Okay. There's a place to hold cans of Miller Lite on the bottom, and there's also an insulated tube that looks like a chimney where you can pour the beer in and then dispense it for yourself. Only 50 of these bad boys were made, and they are going on sale this week. It'll cost you $250.
Right. Not bad for people that are beer drinkers. Cool little gadget they have. I'm all about the gadgets. All they had to do was add a speaker to it, and we would have been golden.
Would you replace the faux fireplace with the Miller Lite faux fireplace?
No, that's more of like, that's more of the man cave type of off to the side faux fireplace.
Okay.
Yeah, that's that don't go under the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's off to your side, like near your little bar type of thing. But it's cool, especially for the beer drinkers.
You put a night one of those nice faux candles that you have right on top of that,
yeah,
baby.
Faux candles, everything.
Faux lamp.
Faux flowers, yeah. Faux plants. Yeah. It's the best way to go. Faux tree.
Yeah.
Ain't worry about none
full
of it.
Faux.
Yeah, full faux.
Faux.
Nothing wrong with that.
Anything else?
That's it for the news.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
Good job, as
Thank
always.
You.
All right.
You.
I'm going to try it. You got me wanting a Shake Shack burger.
I know.
Why don't you go?
So good.
I'm going on a flight on Friday, so maybe I'll get one and take it. Like I said, I like to take it on the plane and eat.
Where are you flying to?
ATL.
But do they have one in the airport? I don't know that they have a Shake Shack
in Boston. They have a Shake Shack.
I think they do.
They do, yeah.
I think they might.
Also, Atlanta Airport has the best food options.
Yeah, because it's massive.
Yeah, they've got everything. They've got Bojangles. They've got everything.
I think Logan is pretty good.
Yeah, Logan's really good. Yeah. I'm just saying Atlanta has food options that we don't have here. So if you're ever flying through, I'm always
trying like Zaxby's. I love Zaxby's. So Zaxby's is big in Atlanta.
Bad news, no Shake Shack, but they do have a Sbarro. Okay. At Logan.
Really? No Shake Shack?
They have a Wahlburgers.
So. They have a Wahlburgers.
Yeah, they have a Wahlburgers. Either way, though, that works.
They don't have a lot of, it feels like it's more like fast dining than it is like fast food.
Do they still have the Friendlies at Logan?
No, that's gone.
Sad.
They got a Kelly's in the airport. Kelly's roast beef.
They need a ground round over there.
Yeah, they have something. They don't have as much when you compare it to Atlanta. They don't have, or some other airports, the food selection is not great in Boston.
It's much better than it used to be. Logan is amazing compared to growing up. It was like the worst.
No. But I'm saying like
Curtis and I had a marvelous lunch at Davio's at the airport.
We had lovely.
I mean, we
got together, but the sauce broke.
Yeah, that was great. It was great until the sauce broke.
Right. One of the most shocking moments. We had just started working together, and you have this Louis Vuitton duffel bag with crap plowing out of it. You're talking to the guy like you own the place. You're like, this is Curtis. I'm sorry. This Alfredo is broken. I was like, what have I got myself into?
They actually have a lot there. I'm on the website right now.
Really?
They've got a Luca. They've got an Auto Pizza, Not Your Average Joe's, a ton of Flegals.
Not Your Average Joe's goat dipping sauce with the bread.
Agreed.
The garlic, olive oil.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's the cheese that makes it. The Parm cheese or whatever.
So good.
Of Temezcal, all right. Stephanie's.
We got to take a break. First, we'll get Courtney to share what is trending, and then we'll talk to Mike Milbury about the Bruins firing their head coach.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Like Greg said, the Bruins have fired Jim Montgomery. Don Sweeney announced yesterday that the team has relieved him of his duties as head coach, so associate coach Joe Sacco will assume interim head coaching duties. The tweet that they released after read, "Thank you, Jim. We wish you and your family all the best moving forward."
I'm sure the family really appreciates that.
Yeah, definitely.
Really probably like, just make sure the check keeps hitting every 2 weeks.
The guys have Utah in town tomorrow night at 7. And the Celtics kill the Cavs' perfect record in their NBA Cup matchup last night. 120-117, the final from the TD Garden. The guys dominated the first half. They did let them in a bit in the third, but they were able to seal the deal. Joe Mazzulla talked about how they were able to respond to that third quarter push.
Yeah, I mean, we just kept a level of poise about us. We were able to tighten up some of the stuff in the fourth quarter that we gave up in the third quarter. And we just showed a level of physicality that we can get to on both ends of the floor, I thought. The guys did a great job. I thought we were physical the entire game, which I care more about throughout the regular season is our physicality, our toughness. The details are the second most important thing, and we slipped a little bit of that in the third. But in the fourth, we picked up both of those things. But I thought we were extremely physical defensively, and I thought we were very poised and intentional on the offensive end, and I thought we made good reads.
Well, we talked a lot about it earlier, but for those who were not here, that's a great win.
Really good win.
And
they're, Cleveland's a good team. Donovan Mitchell's a beast.
I thought that was a massive flop at the end of that game
with Tatum.
But then, there was blood.
I think he bit his lip.
Okay, because it did. Tatum definitely was going for the ball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the shoulder made contact, but I don't think the shoulder really made contact with the face. I think you're right, he bit his lip or whatever, but it wasn't, it was definitely not a flagrant.
It was back to back, though, of him on the ground, not getting up for a bit. It just,
Tatum was pissed at Yang when he was, he did a massive flop as well earlier.
Tatum don't get the calls. I felt like every time he goes to the hole, he gets killed and he never gets a call, but great win for the Celtics. Your boy P. Pritch, big shot at the end.
Yes.
The way that Cleveland's looking, they look like they're a good basketball team. So, I still don't think they'd be able to beat the Celtics in a 7-game series. So, no one really concerns me in that aspect.
Well, Tatum did lead the team with 33 points, 7 assists, and 12 rebounds. The Seas are off now until Friday for another NBA Cup game, this one against the Wizards on the road.
And the court didn't bother me. Didn't bother me at all. I was used to it.
Yeah. It was better last night than it was. It was not as jarring as the first time, so...
That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It's always sunny in Brighton. 40 degrees, afternoon high, 54.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the Boston Bruins, Shime, are a long way from the top. I don't know if that was your intention or not, but
we're all over it.
Mike Milbury joins us right now, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, by FindMassMoney.gov, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by Time Out Market. Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. Mike Milbury, yesterday the Bruins fired their third coach in 7 years. Your thoughts on that this morning?
Well, first of all, I like the tune we just listened to, School of Rock, right?
Wiggy was bringing that up as we were coming back, and that is featured in that Jack Black film.
Yes.
Yes.
I loved it. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. All right. They had to do what they had to do. The deal was pretty much done in advance of this, but was it fair? Probably not. It was the first real adversity, at least in the regular season, of note in his tenure, but the situation was bad. The goal differential is like the third worst in the league, which is very unusual for the Bruins. power play is dead last. The penalty killing, which is, by the way, Joe Sacco's bread and butter, is like 25th.
Oh,
but
good.
But they look dispirited, disjointed, defeated, whatever D word you want to use. But lack of structure defensively. I mean, first goal the other night, I mean, and we'll talk about Swayman in a bit, but I mean, Carl makes a fluffs a pass at the offensive blue line, gets out of position, comes back, tries a desperation dive, and then winds up sprawling into his goaltender and knocking the puck into the net. I mean, no goalie's going to stop that, but it was like, for me, it was emblematic of what's been going wrong here. They put themselves in bad situations and then made mistakes to try to cover them up. It's just, it's a bad situation, and I didn't see it correcting itself with Montgomery as coach, but I still, as I said off the top, really wasn't fair, because it's not just about the coaching. There's a lot about the roster.
Okay, it's about the roster. You brought up his prior two seasons here and the performance of the players. And so is that not on them when it comes to how poorly they started this season?
You know, you're going to splash the blame paint over the whole canvas here. I mean, it started, for me, it started with management. It started with their really ill-advised decision to trade Linus Ullmark and then try to negotiate with Jeremy Swayman. I mean, don't put the cart before the horse. Get the deal done with Swayman when you have leverage. If it really gets ugly and you decide you want to trade him and keep Ullmark, even though there's a big age differential there, then go ahead and do it. But get the deal done so you've protected your organization. They didn't do that. And then Swayman and his lawyer, and I don't know why he paid a lawyer, because he had so much to say during the course of the negotiations. I mean, shut up and save the 3% and do your own negotiating. But I think he's going to be a great goaltender. But this animosity on top of the arbitration that he had the year before is appears to be a problem in the locker room now. I mean, when I hear him say during the negotiations, I went to business school, I know my comparables, you know, I don't, it sounded like he was a jerk. And I don't know if he is or not, but it sounds like now when he talked yesterday or the day before about people in the locker room not really, he lost guys as he was holding out, which shouldn't happen. I mean, Everybody I know supported each other during difficult negotiations. That was
right.
that was really something that was important.
And so you have to ask about, really, you have to ask, you're right, what kind of guy is he if those guys are not willing to stand up for him? And
what kind of guys are they? It's the brotherhood.
Well, Wiggy,
you know, the brotherhood never steps in on contracts.
Wiggy, you're talking about a grown man during a negotiation,
right.
when you're negotiating,
right.
The other side tries to find fault with you,
right.
So that but you're talking about a grown man who said he was going to hang on to that list of what they said,
right.
About him and look at it all the time.
Right, but
like,
Mike,
get over it.
No, but Mike's
it's
right.
It's the way a negotiation goes.
Mike's right. The brotherhood of being a player in that locker room supersedes contract negotiations about another man.
Not if you're not a good guy.
It doesn't matter.
And being a good guy is so irrelevant. Goalies have always been weird. Like, through all of human history, goalies are like me. They have a little screw loose. Like, it's okay.
Yeah, but that's right, Curtis. But you can't live without him. And so what they need to do here is, Butch Goring, who I played with and coached for me and with him, he used to do a thing called the lemon squeeze, where everybody in the locker room, guys could say whatever the hell they wanted. Time for a lemon squeeze in that room. And the squeeze has to start with Swayman. He has to look in the mirror and say, okay, guys, I probably popped off. I said too much. And I got to get back to what I do best, which is stopping the puck. Go to your goalie coach, goalie Bob, figure it out, and then shut up. Shut up. Get away from the microphone. Stop the puck. Play, you know, whenever you go to lunch, make sure you pick up the tab with your new contract. I mean, this guy needs to grow up. Grow up.
My question, Mike, and my first takeaway when this came out, when Rich broke the story yesterday, was these suckbag players once again get another guy fired and refuse to accept any responsibility. The legacy of the Bergeron Marchand Bruins will be incredibly talented teams that when the going got tough, they pointed their finger at their coach.
I don't know if I'm going to go that far with this. You know, I mean, this is this. I don't even know if the players pointed the finger at the coach here. Oh, but listen, but wait a second. You know, they okay. Let's go through the rest of the team. We went through the goaltender situation. The defense is poor. Zadorov is a mistake. He's a big, lumbering, doesn't make a good outlet pass. I don't know what they were seeing in him. I didn't know the player until he got here.
Lindholm is a mistake, too.
Yes, he is. He is there. I mean, he's no better than a second line center, and they paid a ton of money to them, and it's not working out. What Lindholm is on a, I think, a pace of, what, 8 goals for the year? We're at the quarter pole now. He's got 2 goals. I mean, he's on a 30. He's going to get less than 40 points for the year.
But that's
for whatever
not,
they're paying him.
That's, it's, that's not on Jim Montgomery.
Right. No, no, it's not on Jim Montgomery. But somehow, in the end, what is on Jim Montgomery is the appearance of lack of effort or care or togetherness, the lack of defensive structure, the lack of offensive pressure. What looks to be a team that doesn't skate very well, it could be out of condition. Those things start to mount up. And I think they gave him a little bit of rope. I think they could have given him a little bit more. I don't think that the coaching change is the answer to this because I think the problem is the roster.
So then what do you think Joe Sacco is going to be able to do? Like, again, no disrespect to Joe Sacco, but it seems like it is a player issue through and through. So making the coaching change at this point of the season, are you really going to see a different Bruins team out there on the ice with an interim head coach?
Well, I will answer that question, but I'll tell you that I had Joe Sacco in Long Island. Really good guy, a great role player. You know, I looked at his stats. He played about the same number of games that I played, and I had more points than him. So don't expect him to increase the offense. Hands of stone. He's a great heart, great head. What he's going to do is hopefully change the attitude of the team. I think you all expect a little bit of a bump. And, you know, everybody, one of the new voice, there's could be a new role for you. The door is open for something else to happen in your life. And so I think there could be a change in attitude, an uplifting of spirits, but that's not going to be good enough. They're going to need to make moves. They're going to need to trade people. Now is a very difficult time to make a trade because, you know, right now I don't think there's one guy on the team that's overachieving. I don't think there's a guy on the team that you'd say is untouchable. There are a few guys I would not trade, but it's been so bad that, you know, you're it's like the stock market. You sell high and buy low. Right now, they're at an all-time low.
Who would you not trade?
Well, I'm not going to trade Swayman. I'm not going to trade McAvoy. Probably not going to trade Pastrnak, although
probably
if he gives
not.
The probably says, not, but if he gives the goddamn that, puck away one more time, I'm going to strangle a son of a bitch.
Well, Wiggy says that's maybe your only shot at changing things.
It's
here.
A nice dangling chip out there.
Yeah, it is, but you know what are you going to get? And if you get a centerman, who's going to dish the puck to? Who's going to score goals? He's got the magic touch most of the time, but he needs to be harnessed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He should have done it himself, and coaches should have done it if he wasn't going to do it. But, you know, there's only about 3 or 4, and that's the extent of it. But what they've been trying to retool this team since Bergeron was on the way out with Krejci, on the way out the door, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. They need to rebuild, and the rebuild is long and slow and really painful and dangerous.
Well, Mike, if that's the case then, like, that you wouldn't move on from a guy like Pasta, right? Then don't you have to sit down with him, the player, and say, okay, who can we get to pair you with that will potentially unlock what we know you are when we saw you with Krejci?
I don't remember anybody, you know, I don't... That's an interesting point. I just don't know of any general manager that's gone to a player and say, who do you want me to get for you? At least in my time. But, mm-hmm. I mean, he does need somebody that will get him the puck. He does need somebody that will be able to distribute to him and find him and have a chemistry with him. They don't have that player on the roster right now, so I guess it wouldn't hurt to ask him.
Yeah, but how do you do that? Like, as a GM in this sport, you know, hockey's the one sport where he might be more of a guy that needs somebody to help him create, where he's not a creator on his own. So don't you have to, like, sit down with that player and see who works best with him? Because hockey's the only sport where it is about sometimes your line mates that can unlock what you do.
Yeah, but, getting him to say what he wants or what the type of player he wants, because you can't just go pick cherries. This is the centerman I want. I'm going to go get him.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work that way. But, yeah, I think there should be a lot of conversations in that room, not just with Pastrnak, with McAvoy. Why won't he shoot the puck on the point on the power play? I mean, Jeremy Swayman, as I said earlier, shut up, get away from the microphone, talk only about hockey and focus on your game, which is not anywhere near what it should be right now. So those conversations, whether it's about line mates or chemistry or role on the team, they need to be taken seriously now, and they need to be those conversations need to be taken every day.
But how do any of these players get that message, Mike? I mean, they've been told that they're right, the coach is wrong. It's not your fault.
Well, there's a new coach. Guy. There's a new sheriff in town.
Oh, yeah, the guy that's been here for 10 years running the worst power play in the NHL.
No, but this is a big difference in being an assistant coach and a head coach. A huge difference. All of a sudden you walk in and there's just a different look at what, because when you're an assistant coach, you can suggest somebody to be on the power play. When you're in the head coach, you can tell them, put him on the goddamn power play.
Hmm.
There's a big difference there.
And if the team underachieves, then he'll be out, right? Because what else is going to
happen? Well, eventually management is going to have to take a hard look in the mirror and say, we've messed up here.
But if it's not now, when?
Well, now, right now, they have to go back and revisit their signings of Lindholm and Zadorov and say, how did we get here with these two guys?
Isn't this mostly on Don Sweeney? Really? I mean, is he the right guy to be the general manager?
Well, they've had some great success and come within a whisker of winning a Stanley Cup, and it's a hard thing to do. But right now, yes, it probably is on Don Sweeney, and I think he knows it. And I think he's got to look at his staff under a fine microscope and find out which scout, which assistant, what are the people that he needs to hold accountable, and where do we go from here? They're not in a great spot. It's going to take some time.
I think he needs to
look back before he needs to look forward.
I wasn't a fan of the guy, not on ice so much as off ice, but he let Jake DeBrusk go.
Mm-hmm.
He let Denton Heinen go. He did these two big deals in the offseason, which you're all over. I mean, so far, not so good when it comes to Don Sweeney.
Well, the record says a little something different. I mean, at least regular season record. I mean, they lost to the Florida Panthers, who were a damn good team the last two seasons under Jim Montgomery. I mean, I don't know what you're expecting of them. I mean, you can look around the team at the league at teams like Columbus or Ottawa, who've been mired at the bottom of the heap for decades, it seems like, and that hasn't been the case around here. There's been something to watch.
If you're going to be great in the regular season, my expectation is you don't get bounced in the first or second round of the playoffs. That's my expectation.
Well, that's a pretty good expectation. You'd hope that would last, but sometimes it's the luck of the draw. And Florida was, at the time peaking, although the Bruins had an opportunity to put them away and didn't. So you could speak what you will about that, but it's, there were a lot of issues, as you remember. Was the goalie situation the right way to be handled? Or was Bergeron, was hurt for a while and came back and wasn't quite what he used to be? And so they're all. I don't need to review it right now. It's just it was bad, and they had to do something. They pulled the trigger, and they have to look at the mirror. It's not. This is not the answer. The answer is the nature of the players and the talent level of players in the room, and that's what has to be addressed. And you can't do that overnight.
So obviously this can't be the team that you lost to in the Stanley Cup Finals a few years ago. The St. Louis Blues, where you might be able to unlock a coach change and then the team goes on to win a Stanley Cup. And with the coach change, could they play harder for Sacco versus maybe they just didn't want to play as hard for
Montgomery. That's
you know, they get
they
in.
Didn't want to play hard for Bruce Cassidy because he yelled at him.
Right.
Claude Julien had to go. I mean, okay. So this is a different. It's
the way in every sport, though. You know the things.
Not with the same nucleus, though.
Well, there isn't the same nucleus. Brad Marchand's the only guy here from like the 2019. I think. I mean, it's only 5 years ago. It's the way it is now in the salary cap world. There's a constant turnover of personnel, and there has to be a further personnel turnover now because it's simply not good enough.
I love it. Hockey players are just like football and basketball players, just like the rest of us. I hated playing for Brad Childress, and I could not stand them. Maybe I didn't go a little bit hard like I was supposed to. They're just like us. Thank you, Mike.
TC is going to call.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. They're just like us.
All right.
You know, they burnt the toast, the general manager and the staff. They burnt the toast for breakfast, and now they got Joe Sacco to butter the bread and make it seem like it's okay. Not going to work. Still burnt.
I like burnt toast, though.
So
I do, too, actually.
Yeah. Courtney likes burnt bagels.
Yep. Jim Nance.
Perfectly crispy.
All right, Mike Milbury. So glad that we get your opinion on this, and we will talk to you again next week and see if things are better, I guess.
All right.
All right.
I'm happy. Hockey players are just like football and basketball players. I'm gonna ride this thing until the wheels fall off.
Bruce Cassidy was the coach in 21-22.
Yep.
That team had Carlo, Coyle, DeBrusque. It had Frederick. It had Martian. It had McAvoy. Yep. It had, I mean, yep. Pasternak. I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah, it's the same core.
Those guys got Cassidy fired. Those guys just got Montgomery fired.
Right.
What changes? It's the same nucleus.
Well, maybe they didn't like Cassidy. They didn't like Montgomery. Maybe they like Sacco. I don't know.
Unbelievable. Scoop of the year by Richard Keith yesterday.
The man, the myth.
He's got a hell of a source.
To the moon.
Oh, my God. Who is his source?
I bet you it's Dale.
Wow.
No.
It's got to be someone.
I mean, it's got to be.
Really
at
in there.
It's got to be at the tippity top.
Well, I think Hart even suggested yesterday it felt like Keith knew before Jim Montgomery knew.
It's got to be the tippity top of the organization who's whispering to
he's
him.
He's plugged.
Maybe
and he
plugged.
Came in.
He had that 3 hours before the broadcast partner of the Boston Bruins.
Right.
Our competitor, the sports hub.
Yeah.
He's plugged, man.
Rich had that hours before that.
Kind of rude he didn't give us the scoop.
I know.
Oh, he's got to,
when
know.
He walked in and we walked out, yeah. he played
Maybe
it
he was
so
still
cool.
sussing yeah, it out a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah,
Courtney.
He's got to, you know, he can't really.
Scoop central wow. over here.
I heard Ken told him not to say it. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. We will be right back coming up at 9, Mego, on a Celtics Wednesday on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI. Well, Curtis, doesn't sound like there is a cabinet position available for Roger Goodell based on the incoming president's thoughts on the NFL rule changes. However,
isn't it amazing Goodell's lasted 20 years after the way he started?
At a smooth $60 million a year or whatever he's making. It's
the best gig in the world.
Not bad.
Damn.
But the NFL will allow the Trump dance celebration to continue. Is that the news this morning?
Yes. According to NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy, there is no issue with a celebratory dance such as what took place or the previous week with the 49ers on November 10th. It's up to the networks to cover the dances as they see fit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So, all right.
I mean, it's the biggest thing in football right now is the Trump celebration.
College football and in the NFL.
It's all over college, too. Yes.
So. Also, there is nothing really better than a Trump word salad, because that's what we got there. That was saying nothing but saying a bunch of words.
Well, great.
It's the closest thing he'll get to a salad, Courtney, so...
he would be in favor of Shake Shack on all airliners. I will tell you that much.
He's a Mickey D's guy.
He is a Mickey D's guy.
Not the worst thing in the world.
Filet of fish for everybody.
All right. We have got to take a quick break, but coming up, we will talk to Mego about the Celtics last night and a big win, a in-season tournament win, if you will. I don't think anybody that is playing in the actual NBA cares one bit about the in-season tournament. But
they said last night on the broadcast that the money went up a little bit. So from 500,000, that's what I think Abby Chin was saying that she.
I think maybe did they add in the? Was it just? just the winner that got the money last season, the Lakers, and they added the $200,000 per guy for runner-up?
No, I think the losers were still getting the money. She made it sound like, and Scal was a little confused, she made it sound like the winning purse might have went up from $500,000 to whatever. And Scal was like, oh, I didn't hear that. I guess because who's the one that is doing it now? What's the, I don't know how to say the word, Emirates?
Emirates.
Like, yeah. I guess they're now taking over, and I guess they're adding even more money.
The prize money
unbelievable.
The prize money is a 3% increase season over season.
Okay, so yeah, they'll get more money this year.
Does anybody ask about Emirates in the NBA?
I don't think so.
Okay. It's just so amazing to me what they make a deal out of.
It was a big deal with Liv.
Right.
Yeah, golf. See, that golf's tripping about it. Basketball players, they don't care.
No, the people that cover the sports trip about it, depending on the sport.
Yeah. It's basketball. They don't care. They're like, all right, just play basketball.
Well, I mean, Steve Kerr cares a lot about certain things.
Shut up and dribble. We already know
that. No, the opposite of that, actually. People want them to comment, and then so for some reason.
You see that sky hook?
They hate Nike, though, but some of them.
Are they? I mean, is it? We could talk with Mego about this, but is it having the effect that the NBA wants it to have? Like, it's just a game to me.
Like, I don't care about them winning the NBA Cup. I just care about them winning games.
I wanted to watch that game last night because you're playing a team that's undefeated, 15-0, and it's a good test when it comes to the Eastern Conference. So it didn't really matter to me much.
See, I guess it's more. I guess it would be more hard pressed. Find me somebody who likes it, and for what reason? Like, explain to me why you like it so much. Like, for me as a fan, it does nothing for me. Yeah. The cup means nothing. I get maybe some of the players might be sitting on the end of the bench, go like, Nevis Cater or something, goes, oh wow, if we win this, I could put an extra $500 in my pocket. I get him, but for us as fans, like, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm sure it matters to guys like P. Pritch or Luke Cornett or whatever.
Sam Hauser. But why did the NBA do it? Did the NBA do it for them?
Yeah, I think they did.
For the guys on the end of the bench?
No. I think they did it to try to create interest at a time when you generally are not, when the NFL is the number one focus, up and through. There's not a lot of interest in the NBA until Christmas.
But
really.
but you just said, and we all probably said, it does nothing for us interest-wise as fans.
Yeah.
So they're creating something where they know, like, it doesn't do anything
for us. Also, like, what is Peyton Pritchard making? I don't think the $500,000 is going to go up.
He makes, like, $10-12 million a year, right?
No, he doesn't. I don't think so.
Didn't he just get a four-year, $30 million contract?
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah,
so nine, what is that? No,
$7 million a year?
Seven million.
Oh, he's seven?
So $500,000.
A mere $7 million a year.
Okay.
Tough to make ends meet on that. Sure. All right, we have got to take a break. But we are going to talk Celtics on a Celtics Wednesday with Mego next.